The Army today canceled a major weapons program, the Comanche helicopter. The project had been in the works since 1983 and had already cost the Pentagon about $8 billion, even though the new generation helicopter hadn't yet gone into production. Scrapping the Comanche could mean job cuts at the two main contractors, Boeing and Sikorsky Aircraft. The Army says its priorities have changed and that in current thinking, the helicopter is no longer needed. Andrew Koch is Washington bureau chief of Jane's Defense Weekly. He says the Comanche was intended to penetrate deep behind enemy lines.
Comanche was designed to do what the Army calls deep attack and reconnaissance. That is, fly over enemy territory and conduct surveillance and reconnaissance missions to find out where the enemy is, and if necessary, attack the enemy right there, or call in other Army forces or other U.S. military air power, for example, to attack those targets.
And was there something this helicopter was designed to do that other craft couldn't do?
Unlike existing helicopters, the Comanche is supposed to be more stealthy. That is, it won't show up nearly as easily on enemy radar. And by being stealthy, if it was to fly at night, for example, under the original plan, it could fly behind enemy lines and they would not know it was there.
And why this move to cancel this program? Why cancel it now?
Comanche dates back at least two decades, and at the time it was really designed to fly behind enemy lines of the former Soviet Union and deal with the kinds of military-on-military conflict they expected in Europe. Clearly the realities of the world have changed since then. And now, when planners in the Pentagon look at how the future battlefield is going to be fought, they really don't see a role for an armed, manned helicopter having to go behind enemy lines. They think unmanned systems, such as the Predator we saw to great acclaim in Iraq and Afghanistan, could be used for the same role. So in U.S. military thinking, why send a U.S. soldier into harm's way when they can do it from the safety of their own bases? And for that matter, the unmanned systems are quite a bit less expensive than the Comanche, so why spend so much money on Comanches when you can have unmanned vehicles do the same mission?
What is the cost of canceling this program at this point?
Already something like $8 billion has been spent on the Comanche, and it will clearly cost several more billion to pay the contractors what's owed to them under existing legal obligations. On the other hand, the program is expected to cost something nearing $40 billion over its lifetime. So while you did spend some money, you're also saving something like $30 billion that could be reapplied to other needs, needs like creating a network of unmanned systems that's able to go in, scout out the future battlefield, and keep U.S. soldiers out of harm's way.
Andrew, there was controversy when Donald Rumsfeld canceled the Crusader artillery program back in 2002. Is the Army behind the cancellation of this program, the Comanche helicopter program?
I see a lot of similarities between the Crusader cancellation and the Comanche cancellation. It was clear in both cases that leaders inside the Office of Secretary of Defense, being Donald Rumsfeld, and civilians that control the Pentagon, were against these programs because they didn't fit into their future thinking about what the future of warfare would be. But the institutional Army itself, save for maybe some of the very top leaders, generally speaking, were supportive of the programs that were canceled. That was true for Crusader. I believe it's true for Comanche as well.
Was the decision to cancel this Comanche program, do you think, directly related to the experience from the war in Iraq or in Afghanistan, or is it independent of all that?
I think the biggest factor in the decision to cancel Comanche was how Pentagon leaders saw the future battlefield shaping up. But clearly their experiences in Iraq and Afghanistan reinforced these feelings. In particular, the vulnerability of U.S. Army helicopters to ground fire really showed Pentagon leaders that flying over enemy territory is probably not the way to go in the future. Every month we see a U.S. Army helicopter getting shot down there with U.S. soldiers being killed. And as time progresses, these leaders expect that threat to get worse and worse. So in their own thinking, you know, why spend all this money to build a helicopter that's really not going to do the kind of task that we want it to do in the way we want it to be done?
Andrew Koch, thanks very much.
My pleasure.
Andrew Koch is Washington bureau chief for Jane's Defense Weekly.